Before we get to this interview, the members of the 1979 team would like to dedicate this interview and our contributions to Purple Pride and the Falls Education Foundation to our dear friend and teammate, Mike Riley. We love and miss you, Riles, from the boys. Here we go. Welcome to another edition of a Legends interview for the Falls Education Foundation and Purple Pride. Of course, brought to you by Border Bank. Joining me in the studio is the makeup of the 1979 Bronco hockey team, who will forever go down as legends from here on out, gentlemen. What do you think of that?
I'll call BS.
Let me introduce you to a gentleman here from the 79 team. It's Bruce Raboin, Todd Pavlik, Bill and Bob Mason, Robin Anderson, and of course myself, Mike Bolstead. Five of us did go on to play Division I hockey. Robin Anderson, along with Mike Riley, went on to play for very successful Division II, three teams, with Robin playing for Bemidji State and the captain of that team his senior year, and Mike, of course, playing at Augsburg College. So let's start out by saying welcome. And Rab, how does the 1979 hockey team become a legend here in International Falls for Purple Pride and Falls Education?
Well, I don't recall the exact number, but players that we played with if in international 3 years, basically our sophomore, junior, senior year, that went on to play collegiate hockey or NHL hockey or European hockey or Olympics. But I don't know. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I always think it was something like 13 of us.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good number, 12 or 13. But I also look at all the Division II,
right?
Okay, and I count that because that to me was really high end hockey. And you got the Volaltas and Kevin Johnson, Jimmy Thompson, of course, played football, and again the list goes on. And but you're right, Rab, and just a lot of great hockey teams and a lot of great hockey players. And the 79 team, and just boasting for us, five Division I players and then two that played very high Division II, and then also the guys that went on to Rainy River, like the Stevie Reedmans and right. Guys like that. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's get out some stories. I get the fact that this team didn't make any state tournament. Okay, we all get that you want to make fun of us.
I still cry about that.
I know, so do I. But let's not forget, we were a top five team in the state our junior and senior year throughout the year, and reached, I think, as high as number two, which is pretty impressive in its own right. It just so happens Grand Rapids was in our same section, and we aren't going to, again, we're not here to, you know, whine about the past. We're here to just say, listen, we are legends, and we're going to tell people about it. Let's start with Bob Mason, who, of course, played for the UMD Bulldog team, probably our highest-regarded 79 alum, maybe the not the quietest. I'd say Bill's probably the quietest out of all of us. But All-American, went on to play for the 84 Olympic team before signing his first contract with the Washington Capitals. Mace, what do you remember most about that 79 team?
Well, we were, I had to go to Green Bay for 2 years to play.
Well, we won't get into that. We almost ended up going to school at Bemidji.
Guys went right to D1 from high school. Billy had to play junior college. I had to play 100 games in Green Bay for 2 years to get going. So, well, yeah, I mean, I've had 1 year there. That's, you know, I was you guys all played 2 or 3 years. I was behind Constantine. I was behind Lorien, and you know, I went in there and I was a decent goalie, but I wasn't a great goalie by any means. And
well, yeah, but Mace, let's not forget you were phenomenal in your basement. Remember.
Where he learned to play goal. Yeah. Billy had a first baseman's catch glove for my right hand, right. And he'd go around the pillars and zip tennis balls at me, and I would stop every one of them.
Yeah, and if we checked each other, we'd land in the dirty laundry.
Hey, Mace, tell everybody, this is a true story, I believe. After your last game as a Bronco and a 3-0 loss to Rapids, of course, that can't be your fault because none of us scored any goals. You were going to go play college golf at Bemidji State. Is that true?
Well, I think Zeman was down there, right?
Yeah.
And Z was kind of sniffing on it. And yeah, I didn't know. I was going to maybe go to Rainy River, maybe go to Bemidji, try to walk on with a hockey team if I wouldn't went there. And then Riles and Rab were going to Green Bay right after graduation. In high school, I remember I just told Riles, I said, Riles, why don't you ask if they need a goalie for a tryout? Riles came back and the guy called me from Green Bay, said, come on in for a trial. There's like eight goalies there, and I was the top guy out of eight guys for 2 years. So that's how I went to Green Bay. I think I think Green Bay owned that section of Minnesota, so I think I was kind of locked in there, but it was just, you know, off the whim. I went to Green Bay.
Which makes this whole story amazing because of what you did after, you know, Green Bay, and you went on. If you make a decision, decision that went one way, you know,
yeah.
and you still would have ended up being successful, but you might have played professional golf instead of professional hockey. What do you think of that?
That's a stretch.
But no doubt. A lot easier on the body, though.
A lot easier on the body.
Yeah, that was that big time, yeah. If I said, I'm going to go to Rainy River, play with Billy and Crazy Thompson. Crazy was coaching, and yeah, who knows what would have happened. I probably don't play D1 because I'm, you know, Rainy River, I'm playing 25 games, and Green Bay, I end up playing like 50 a year. So, I mean, there's no substitute from game time.
And plus, I got a ton. Plus, with Pollock ahead of you, I don't know if you would have saw much ice time.
And Pollock was there, too. People
in
the finals.
Yes, he was. I know. Go on to your brother Bill, who also went to UMD with brother Bob. First, he stopped. I'll never forget this. He stopped off at Rainy River for a year. Crazy recruited the hell out of him and got him. He played a year there, and I know a number of us told him to get the heck out of there and go to Green Bay with Gerald and Bill and or Mason Riles, and you did. And then you had a heck of a year and made the All-Star teams. And next thing you know, you're going to UMD. Why did you follow your brother to UMD? Why don't you go somewhere else?
Well, I was planning on going to Bemidji State to play hockey with Rob after my Green Bay year, and then we had the national tournament in Green Bay, and Gus Hendrickson was down to sign my brother on a scholarship, and during the national tournament held in Green Bay that year, I ended up scoring 8 goals in 3 games, so
that kind of helped.
Gus Hendrickson said, hey, why don't you come along to UMD with your brother Bob, and my mom and dad said, you know what, that's a good move, let's do it. So that's how I ended up getting to UMD, where I was planning on going to Bemidji State, play hockey, where Bob was looking at Bemidji State to play golf.
Yes.
And we both go to UMD, and we had great careers there. And
so Ian, Bill follows Bob to UMD, went on for a real successful career at UMD, and came one. He could have been the guy who was him and Herzig, as far as the only Bronco until Larry Roach did it way back in the 50s, to be on a national championship team. Real brief, Mace, what the heck happened? Why'd Herzig hit the pipe and you guys didn't win the national championship?
Well, Herzig actually looked like scored the winning goal for us.
Yeah.
Third period, and then I had broken my collarbone in the second period, so I'm sitting on the bench with my hat on and just kind of watching the game, and it looked like about a minute and a half to go, we had the game in our back pocket, kind of, and Herzig had the winning goal, and then they rung the puck in from center ice. Our goalie went back to stop it, hit a crack in the boards in the corner, came out in the front of the net, tapped it in to tie the game. 4 overtimes later, we end up losing, so it was kind of a heartbreaking.
Ironically, with that, too, if Bob wouldn't have made the friggin' 84 team, he would have been your goalie, and it might not even have gotten that close.
Yeah, I was watching that game in the hotel room. I was watching that game in my hotel room in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got sent down. Cool. The last couple of weeks of the season, I got sent down to Hershey Bears.
It's the minor league team for the Capitals?
Yeah.
Okay, that was before the LaFontaine playoff spectacle on Easter Sunday. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Again, joining me, the class of 79, Bruce Raboin, Todd Pavlik, Billy and Bob Mason, Robin Anderson, and myself, Mike Bolstead. Let's go to the big guy, Todd Pavlik, who, get this, people, listen to this. Okay. He was recruited by Bear Bryant to play college football at Alabama, to be a punter. Just an amazing athlete. And I mean, the guy could punt. I think his average in high school is around 50 yards. I'm going to give it more if I can, even if that's not what Norty has in his little book. But he decided to go to Michigan and play for Ferris State for hockey. And Pav, first off, you did meet Bear Bryant. I know you don't have any regrets because we can't live in regrets. It's stupid. But you could have went and punted for Alabama. What made you decide to go play hockey at Ferris?
You know, I love the football. I love the punt. But we were born in Minnesota, and here is hockey. I enjoyed hockey. I enjoyed the defense. I enjoyed the guys I played with. There's nothing wrong with kicking that ball because for some reason I had no style, but it went. I like to tell you. Watching, you know, I remember when
spiral Norris, or end over end.
most of them were spiral, believe it or not.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
But I remember Mr. Bryant talked to Norty, and Norty sent him tapes. I thought, boy, this ain't gonna look good. I mean, if they just look at the ball going, we'll be okay. But to look at my style, it ain't gonna be so hot. But it went, you know.
Well, I'm sure Bear had a punting coach, something Norty didn't have. Yeah. So he could have probably.
I had Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, who's
that? And he did a great
job. Can't go wrong with Dwayne. No.
I can remember Mr. Nagurski. We were playing Fort Francis, and I had to punt it. And I punted it, and he was sitting behind my dad in the stands, and he tapped my dad on the shoulder. He said, Richard, right out of the lights, right out of the lights.
Really?
Yeah, that was 72.
Wow.
72 yards on a roll, I know.
Okay. Is that still a record?